This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's High School. Coach Driscoll, here we go. We're into the season right now.
Oh, yes. Seemed like a long time ago. We just finished, and now we're back at it again, which is great.
All right. The St. Mary's Spartans have what I call the first game of the football season here on the North Shore, 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, late afternoon, against Kipp Academy. So, Sean, first up, tell us a little bit about what you lost off of last year's team. So, initially, what did you have to try to fill during your practices in the month of August?
Well, I think going into the season, I mean, at the end of last season, going into the season, we knew we were going to have a lot of great shoes to fill. But the good news was we felt we had some people returning from last year's team that could step into those roles that probably didn't get as much time as they would have. Like I said, last year was a special class. That's, behind us now and moving forward, it seemed that we had to, fill a lot of voids in the skill positions. But we're real happy with what we got. And, we're still in kind of preseason mode. It's week one, but we're still trying to fill in the holes and work with stuff. And, I always tell people all the time when you start off with a young team like this, it's kind of a crawl before you walk situation. We're almost ready to start walking.
Tell me what you've put together so far in your practices for the offense as you, again, head into the opener Friday.
Yeah, so basically going back, on the offensive side of the ball, we're fortunate to have, returning quarterback, a couple returning running backs that saw some time last year. We had a quarterback down the stretch that played great and led us to a Super Bowl. So it's great having them back. But really taking it slow with the offensive line, and some of the key roles in the tight end position and kind of just, moving a little slower than we had probably the last 2 years in the teaching aspect of it. There's a lot of teaching that goes into this game. And we're pretty simple offensively, which is good. We even had to scale it back a little bit more until we can get to that point.
What about the defense? How did that come together for you?
Well, the defense is always a concern, and it's always a priority at St. Mary's. And that there, we felt really good about, some of our defensive linemen returning, which we're really, really happy about. We have some young players playing in the secondary as part of the skill things, and we like our linebacker core, though young, but having a great camp so far.
As you head into the training camp, I know you, as you noted, you had some holes to fill, but were there any particular surprises, pleasant surprises as to, performances during the training camp?
Well, I'll tell you, coming in the shape that we came in with a young team, usually a little bit behind, and being in shape, and these kids came in better shape than expected, which was good. And going into the two-a-day practices that we had, our kids really responded to it, especially the younger ones, which was good to see. As far as, big surprises, probably nothing there. But we had some great competitive practices to get us where we're at now. So we're excited about starting tomorrow night, obviously, with this group and see where we're at.
Sean, you being the veteran coach, you're never surprised, are you? Of course not,
Yeah.
You've seen it all.
I've seen it. We were just talking about that the other day, too. Anytime you think you've seen it all, there's always something new that pops up.
Let's get right down to it. Friday night, you face Kipp Academy. I mean, there's another Super Bowl team from a year ago. They had some really talented athletes on that team a year ago. What are you hearing about Kipp for 2023 and your opponent?
Well, I tell you, after watching them on their scrimmage and have a relationship with the coach, they do a great job over there with what they have. But I will tell you, I think they're very well coached, especially up front in the defense and offensive lines, and they have some skill guys. And they're very similar to us, coming off a good group last year. They lost some key spots like we have, and they're trying to fill it. And this is turning into probably a good rivalry within the city, there being across the street from our school and the relationship there, and kids kind of know each other. So we opened up with them last year, and I think this year especially is going to be a great way to start the season off in the city of Lynn with the first game at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, and finally, how do you see the matchups, if you will, between the two teams? I mean, size-wise, speed-wise, passing, running, those kinds of things. Where do you see the key matchups Friday?
Well, I think on the edge, I think between the skill guys, the couple of skill guys they have, they really have some speed. And I think, we have some speed and some speed on the edge and some skill guys on the edge. I think that's going to be key. I think, you know, and then looking at the matchups up front, I'd probably, you know, they're pretty good up front, and I think we're gonna struggle at times matching up with them. But we'll see. It's going to be a challenge for our kids, and we'll see where it goes tomorrow night. But I think that you couldn't ask for a better opening matchup, being teams that are very comparable to one another.
No, I agree. I think it's a great matchup, a great series, way to open up the season. And finally, Sean, anything you want to share with us that I did not ask you about St. Mary's football?
No, just that, you know, we're continuing. We're going to keep the tradition going, and we're going to compete. You know, our guys know that we want to see them compete hard. Nothing's going to be perfect. And, you know, we're going to probably, you know, be there hopefully at the end once we get better as the year goes on.
Well, Sean, thank you for taking some time. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
All right, man. Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Take care. I'll see you soon.
Yep. Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's High School here on MSONewsSports.com.